Exploring the Depths. Introduction to Hypertrophy. What's hypertrophy anyway? Imagine you're a pirate looking for treasure, or maybe you're steering a giant cruise ship. How do you avoid crashing into hidden underwater mountains or finding the best path through the sea? Enter hydrography, the superhero science that maps out all the underwater secrets like depth, mountains, and even shipwrecks. It's not just about oceans, it's also about rivers, lakes, and any place water calls home. It helps ships to sail safely, scientists to study the sea, and even protects the environment. How do hydrographers do their magic? Hydrographers are like underwater detectives. They have some cool tools and tricks to figure out what's beneath the waves. Listening to the sea. They use sonar, imagine a bat's echolocation but underwater, to send sound waves down to the sea floor. These waves bounce back, and by measuring the time it takes, they can tell how deep the water is. Global Positioning System, GPS, is their best friend. To know exactly where they are, hydrographers use GPS, the same tech in your phone that you use to find the nearest pizza place, to get their exact spot on Earth. Turning data into maps. All the info they collect is like pieces of a giant jigsaw puzzle. They put it all together, fix any errors, like waves messing with their measurements, and turn it into a map. Eco detectives. They also look at what's living down there and how the environment is doing, which helps in protecting the ocean and its creatures. Making maps, nautical charts. Nautical charts are the treasure maps for sailors, showing where it's safe to sail, where the dangers are, and how not to get lost at sea. Making these charts involves a few steps. 1. Gathering data. This is where the sonar, GPS, and other cool tech come into play to collect all the necessary info. Drawing the map. All the data gets turned into a map that's easy to read, showing everything from deep spots to dangerous obstacles. 3. Keeping it updated. The sea, along with the land under and around it, is always changing. Maps need to be updated with new info to make sure they're as accurate as possible. 4. Sharing the treasure. Once the map is ready and double-checked, it's shared with the world, helping everyone from fishos to cruise ships navigate safely. Why hydrography rocks? Avoiding underwater trouble. It helps ships avoid underwater dangers, making sure everything from your favorite cruise ship to giant cargo ships sail safely. Boosting sea trade. By finding the best and safest routes, hydrography makes sure goods from around the world get to you faster and cheaper. Protecting the beach and beyond. It's not just about navigation. Hydrography helps manage and protect coastlines and marine environments, making sure they stay beautiful and alive for future generations. Unlocking ocean secrets. It's also about exploration and discovery, helping scientists understand more about the ocean, from how it affects our climate to discovering new species. Wrapping it up, hydrography is like the ultimate blend of adventure, science, and environmental heroism. It's about exploring uncharted waters, ensuring safe travels on the sea, and protecting our planet's most precious resource, the ocean. As technology gets even cooler, hydrography will continue to be a crucial guide for navigating the challenges of the sea, making it an awesome field for anyone interested in marine science, technology, and the environment. What ideas do you have about the information and features you would expect to see on a nautical chart?